Now it's time for a breakdown.
Breakdown! Hello there. I am Pictish Trail.
Hi, this is Catherine Joseph.
Hi, this is Sam Genders from Tongue.
Hi, this is Hazel Wild from Lanterns on the Lake.
Hello, this is Dan Mangan.
And you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live at 93.2 FM. Let's fall in love with The Breakdown.
Thank you.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Breakdown this afternoon here on Sheffield Live. There is just myself in the studio at the moment. No Steve this week, that was always planned. Mr. Chris Stride from Offbeat will be joining us. He's winging his way from Headingley as we speak. Should be in town very, very soon. So I have his playlist ready to go. I'm not going to play anything off of it just yet. Wait for him to get there. There's plenty of other music. We don't need Chris. We want Chris. But we don't need him. Julie there with, they're going to be one of the bands to watch in 2025. Their album, second album, Phonetics On and On, produced by Kate Le Bon. That was Julie, the second track after 2468. And it leads us into a week where there is going to be an album of the week. There's also going to be highlights from the Offbeat Top 10, which was revealed last night. And Chris is going to be playing some of his own favourite songs from the year when he gets here. I can keep things going until then, though. Not many albums out yesterday. Saint Etienne had one, though. It's really good. Tonight, I'm going to play you a track called Pre-Flight from that. And then you'll hear something from last week's album of the week by Lauren Mabry. We're underway.
You are listening to The Breakdown, on Sheffield Live. Sheffield Live. Sheffield Live.
hotel lobbies, perfect crime. Things you said that first got my attention were laced with such pretension, but I didn't see that.
That was Laura Mabry, a work of fiction from Vicious Creature, her debut album, Away From The Churches group. Went in at number 49 in the charts yesterday, and it is a really, really good album. One of my picks of the year, for sure, later in the year as well. Before, there was Saint Etienne, who have put out an album as well, called A Night, came out yesterday, and from it, that was Pre-Flight. That, I believe, is their 11th studio album. They've got a couple of other sort of things, remix album, mix albums as well. So I'd say the bit will be on the way to 20 now. But it seems to be their first new album as a band. Well, not a typical album since, is it? I've Been Trying to Tell You in 2021. I think so. No Chris yet, so I'm going to keep on going with what I was going to do anyway. Album of the week. I'm going to go to a band who I don't think have ever been played on The Breakdown before, but have put out many records over the years. It's called Snowcaps. It's the work of Andrew Keller, who's a Philadelphian songwriter and multi-instrumentalist. And this is a record called Notes, which was out yesterday and has, well, passes in a breeze. It's jaunty indie pop, and I think that's what a lot of you have come for. So going to have two tracks at least from this afternoon. The short tracks, we could get more in. But I'm going to begin with one called Broke Bay.
Letter seen as a fetter, sweet. You're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
To get that in today. Missed it last week. Derridorian's new track came out, I think, about 9 days ago. That's not important. It's called Digital Gravestone. It's going to be from an album on Fire Records out at the start of next year. And her follow-up to the collaboration she had last year with Kate NV. Oh, yeah, she's also been Dirty Projectors in the time. Yes, very much somebody who has been around for some time and someone who I think is very, very underrated. Digital Gravestone, the track you heard there. And it followed on from the first track from the album of the week this week by Snowcaps, who are indeed a new noise to the breakdown. You heard Broke Bay, and you're going to hear more from that later on in the show. Still no Chris at the moment. The traffic in and around City Centre is pretty, pretty diabolical today. So he is stuck in traffic, and he will be here as soon as he can make it. I'm going to continue with... I'm going to play a song I think Chris would really appreciate. So it's another album which was out yesterday. Anyway, I know very little about at the moment. So I'm going to play you this by... It's called the album's called Shadow on the Door, and it's by Magic User, who I think it's their first album. So play this, and I'll give you some more details at the other side. Right button. There we are. Mirror World.
This is Ravelo, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
So cautious side.
That wasn't a song I had on my playlist today. Which can only mean...
It came from nowhere.
It came from nowhere. Chris, you made it.
Hello, everybody. Despite the traffic surrounding... football traffic surrounding Bramall Lane. Despite taking my daughter to cricket in Leeds. Despite everything, really.
You've made
I'm
it.
I'm here. I'm here.
You looks like, as you walk through the door...
I looked flustered.
You look like a man who'd seen things.
I looked like a man who was about to play the Offbeat Festive 10, but then couldn't find any of the tunes.
You are here now, and yep. That was your first selection. So let me say first, it was Magic User. That was a song you were listening to when you came in, yep. And that is the work of a band from Oakland. And they're on Dandy Boy Records, and it's a group who have been in many, many bands over the years, got together for this, and they make fuzzy, jangly pop. With a shoegazy bent. Not much in that one, though, but the album Shadow on the Door came out today, in fact, and is very good. And then it was your selection.
Yeah, it's Blair Parks, a solo artist, multi-instrumentalist, graphic artist, everything. I mean, he's creating whatever he's doing, I think.
That's brilliant.
From Christchurch in New Zealand. And he's in his mid-40s, might even be older than that, judging from the picture, but of course you can never tell. But yeah, that was a fantastic record, and I only picked up on it about a week ago, so haven't had the chance to blast it out at Offbeat and indoctrinate people yet.
That was very, very youthful voice.
Oh yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Either that or he's like been putting loads of sort of grey paint on his face, but I don't think that's the case.
We are going to play the first track from the Offbeat 10.
Yep.
And it's the track that came in at number 10 yesterday, Go Girl.
Go and Ride Around.
Yeah, from the album Below the Waist, which I think came out in the middle of the year. Yeah, June. Mm-hmm. We'll play you this, and then another one of your selections.
Okay.
Let's do that.
All the time. Let's be Hi, this is Catherine Woods from Fresh, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Phil and the Tiles. I thought we had played that, but no Phil has ever been played on The Breakdown before. So we've filled in that gap. Tell us about that one.
Phil and the Tiles from Melbourne, part of the whole sort of Melbourne new wave punk scene at the moment, with numerous other bands who we were just reeling off a minute ago. And now I can't think. Billiam, Vintage Crop. Who else? There must be more. There seem to be loads. Yeah, they're fantastic. Love Phil and the Tiles.
And before it was Gogil with track number 10 on the Offbeat
Festive 10.
Yeah. There will be more from that list after my Treble 7. We've established that you could probably do three Treble 7s with your
songs. Yeah, I don't like long songs. Get bored really, really easily. I mean,
I can do
90
one.
Seconds is enough. Yeah.
I can do one today. And I'm going to start it with somebody I've found very little about, but another name who has never been represented on The Breakdown before today is Angie. So this is a track, no album so far from Angie. I think she's a UK artist, put out a series of singles in the last year. This track is called Cult Leader. You're going to then hear something from Guided by Voices, because of course you are, and then Unflirts. So two new artists in this Treble 7 underway. Hold on, that's what I need to do. I need to pause that. I thought something was happening there. Cult Leader first.
Come on, baby, join my cult. Let me be your leader. Lay you down on the floor. Let me be your hero. I will purify your soul. Let me be your teacher. Let me be your teacher. I'll take you to the right path. Just let me play the right track. I'll take you to the right path. Just let me play the right track. Could be your cult leader. Could be your cult leader. Could be your cult leader.
Athens is right, considering every side, and he's persuasive, like a great man. And he doesn't get distressed, even when he's depressed. He's very active and appointed, and he lies. And then he looks hard, stands his ground. He'll let you talk, but he won't back down. Talk and don't back down, and you can be a great man and bring a target up close to get what you want most, 'cause he's a great man. He's half awake, but he's a great man. And then he worked his way up. Nothing is wrong. Be a great man. Do not question an arrow drawn by a great man. Standing up, betting on a great man. All right.
The Breakdown, Treble 7.
So, I'd said at the start of this that we'd never played an Angie on the show, and we still haven't, because that was Angie from Sweden with Cult Leader. So, Angie, you remain unplayed on The Breakdown. Angie, she has an aim to be bigger than Sweden. So, That's a fair one to start with.
It's quite a big country.
It is quite a big country, sure. It's not small. Guided by Voices, then, with The Great Man, which is going to be on their 41st studio album, which is due out in February next year. It's called Universe Room. And we finished it up with something new from a band called Unflirt. Now, it could be that they are from London, but the track is called Talk To Me and was out earlier this week. Now, back to the Offbeat 10. And we've just been talking. Mm. You think the only Mercury-winning band ever to appear in a festive tent?
I think so, but I'm not 100% sure because, as Half Man, Half Biscuit would say, I don't regard the Mercury Music Prize with awe, so I don't keep all those things locked away in my head. I will look this up later.
It would be a good fact possible. To have. It's a good possible. Accolade. And good year for English teacher. They put out This Could Be Texas in about May, I think. Mm. Won the Mercury, a raft of singles from it. And it was Nearly Daffodils that made it onto the list. So we're going to play this. And then what was it afterwards? It was
Yard Act and Make Hits. Their second time they've been in the Offbeat Festive 10. They were in for Fixer Upper in the COVID.
They were.
The COVID Festive 10.
So this is a Leeds double.
Yeah.
Hmm.
We'll be right back. chairs in the spare room for a minute. He needed space and he paid, never relates to our letting agent, but we did it.
That's illegal.
Hassles let, yeah, I admit it. Document on tape, the greatest crime this nation's saving grace, devised and then committed. I just wanna make a point that the culture would have died, and post-punk's latest poster boys wouldn't have got to ride on the coattails of the dead, and claim that their derision is a vehicle for their vision. I've subverted it instead. Now subliminal exposure is exploding in your head, cause you know that we were golden, yeah. Yeah, one night up in the attic, listening to Grammatics, drinking cans and shooting. We reeled off all of our hopes and dreams and made a list. And there was one singular ambition we had that most musicians of our ilk aren't willing to admit. And it was to this mantra we would commit.
We make hits to put millennial men, and we do it again every night on the back of the bus. You know it ain't no fuss, we're on the same wage, and we ain't afraid to get paid on stage. Fan fiction, cutting the act is a fact. If you get your back backed up at that, you won't be missed. Now we make hits.
So when we were done kissing, we finally formed this band, and we signed to a subsidiary of Universal Inc. Cause the water keeps on rising, and we know there's no surprising anyone with eyes and ears round here that we're all gonna sink. And we just wanna have some fun before we're sunk. And if that's the attitude you exude, then you know you're really poor.
We make hits to promote millennial men, but we do it again every night on the back of the bus. You know it ain't no fuss, we're on the same wage, and we ain't afraid to get paid on stage. Fan fiction, calling the act is a fact. If you get your back bites up at that, you won't be missed. Now we make hits.
A bit of noise at the end by the Yardak Boys there. We make hits number 8 on the Offbeat Festive 10 this year. One place ahead of English Teacher, who I'm happy to say are a Leeds band. I think they maybe met there. So it was a Leeds double.
Yeah.
Okay, it's the only Leeds double we're going to have today. We have time for two more in this hour. We're going to play the second part of Snowcap's album of the week. But after something from a shared love of both of us.
Billiam. What an album. What a band.
From that Melbourne scene.
It's basically Melbourne day today.
It is. Animation Cell is the name of the album. And actually, my number one song of the year was from this album. Mm. Didn't get anywhere
near. Can't spell the word cell, though, can they?
That's
no, you can't. It's not difficult.
We're going to play you the title track from it. Yeah. 2 minutes 13 of Wonderfulness. Well, we knew it was short, and I almost missed it still. That was the brilliant, brilliant Billiam animation cell from the album of the same title. Okay, one more track to play before we get to the 4 o'clock classic, and you've just chosen it, haven't you? Chris, you look through the list of bands who have not been represented. Yep. You've got a belter. First, though, something from Album of the Week by Snowcaps. The album's called Notes. We're going to play three tracks from it this afternoon because they're all very short. This one's called Lemon Eye.